My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Talk New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, a couple tweets I want to throw out there from Junkin Irishman. I think the Yankees should see who the Rays would want in their farm system and then make sure they keep those players. The Yankees could trade the players the Rays didn't want to another team. Yeah, that's a good point. Don't trade with Tampa. That's the other thing. Another one from Eric. Every single star, superstar was once a prospect. I get it. I understand. Everyone wants to hold on to their prospects. I mentioned earlier in the program, Hoff across the way, a little forlorn. It's Friday. He is a hard worker. There's no question about it. I walk in there. Dove, Mr. Pink Guy, staying away. They've put up the protective barrier. Dove wants to remind everybody it's bacterial. It's viral, not bacterial. But no crust in the eyes for a second straight day. Not as infectious. It's like a cold. That's what the message was relayed from Dove's doctor, which he visited a couple days ago. So he's A-OK, and he's going out there playing hurt. It's always good to see Dove's smiling face. Pete across the way, I walk into there, and he's got a parking ticket in front of him. Now, Pete, where exactly did he park? There's first and foremost, trying to find a parking spot around here is next to impossible. You have to immediately go right into the lot. Now, you were early in the week. You said, I've given up on driving to work. I take the train more often than not. A majority of days, but yet here we are with a parking ticket.
Well, this goes back to a month ago because my wife had.
What did you find in the bottom of your bag?
It was sitting on the kitchen table yesterday when I got home.
Oh, your wife reminded you of the ticket.
Yes. Well, because here's the deal. My wife is works in the schools, in the city schools, so she knows when parking is available in front of school. So I decided about a month ago, there was a day off randomly. She was home. I'm like, I'm driving in. This is great. I'll treat myself to driving in. I know where to park.
Yeah, you get your own time. You don't have to worry personal space. You're in the car, listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, no,
it's Pete Hoffman time.
That's right. But guess what?
What?
I forgot to update my registration. And the officers were nice enough to give me a ticket over it. So the one time I drive in, they told me that my registration had expired. So
now here's the thing that Pete asked me the question. And this is God's honest truth. Pete goes, well, if I updated my registration, does that mean I don't have to pay my ticket? I said, no, because the ticket was given because you did not update your registration.
Yeah, but it's like a grace period. Like, hey, reminder, you didn't do the
No, the reminder is the ticket. Go update your registration. The reminder is the ticket.
But I could just refuse and not do it because I don't drive much, but I did. I updated it, so like I should get like a pass.
Well, now that you know what they do, they send you the invoices in the mail.
Yeah. No, they're
now
very
they
much
send a... you, now they once they know they got you, now they send the invoices in the mail. You don't necessarily have to send the ticket back in the orange package, whatever, put the stamp on it, lick it, send it in with the payment. Now, if you don't pay it, they send you something in the mail.
Listen, I get...
I'm sure they did before.
Unfortunately...
Not that I have a lot of tickets, but you get the point.
Unfortunately, I get a lot of tickets, or I used to get a lot of tickets driving home late night because West Side, there's always a speed trap. And I've gotten that speed trap at least once a month for about 6 months. So
once a month. Now, how big are those tickets?
$30, something like that.
No, they're more than $30.
Yeah, they're not that much. It's like
really?
Yeah,
that's it.
It may maybe
for speeding.
Maybe it's 50. Yeah, and they don't even know
you
who
don't
it
even
is.
Know. You don't even. It's 50.
Max 50. It's not a lot because they don't even know who they're giving the ticket to.
Ah, gotcha.
They don't. They just have that license plate, so they send it to the address, and you got to pay it off.
Well, listen. Registration's updated now.
Registration is updated.
Your lovely wife left you a reminder.
Yes.
Did you write out the check and put the stamp on it? Going to drop it off in the mailbox on the way out today?
I just did it digitally, so I'm good.
You're all paid.
Yes.
I'm glad. And no fees, right? No late fees.
No, I got lucky. Would I have had one more day to the extra fee?
Oh, there you go. That's the Pequa. It's Zach. It's the fan. What's going on, Zach? Chipper up, Pete.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Moose? First off, as well as you know, you're the first person I ever called into a couple of years ago. It was you and Maggie on the weekend. And ever since then, I've probably called the fan 100 times. So I just want to thank you. You made me fall in love with the station. So good on you.
Well, Zach, I appreciate that, brother. It was a while back, but thanks for making the call then, and thanks for making the call today.
Yeah, this is my first time actually calling, talking to you since then, but thanks for having me on. I want to talk a little Mets here. So basically involving Juan Soto. Now, I'm not a Mets fan that thinks that Juan Soto's, you know, definitely, you know, the Mets got him. We're going to give him the most money. He's automatically going to come here. But a couple callers ago, I think his name was John, he was mentioning that the Mets have nothing to offer. Now, granted, we don't have all the World Series. We don't have all the hardware that the Yankees have, all that, the history. We don't have it. But as of late, to your point, as you've mentioned, what do the Yankees have historically? You know, they do have probably, if not the best player of our generation on their team right now, so who doesn't want to play with him and Judge? But the Mets turning their season around, showing fight here, if they continue to push and make the playoffs, and hey, make some noise maybe, you know, win a round, do something. I mean, it's not like we're an undesirable location. You're going to get paid. We don't have a bad roster. It's not like we're far away from winning, in my eyes. We're a couple pieces away where we can actually really seriously do some damage, if not this year. I personally do believe that the Mets have a good lineup this year, and that, you know, if Stearns makes the right calls at the deadline, gets a couple bullpen arms, like you said, we need at least two, I think we'll be good to go. But Juan Soto to the Mets, I don't think it's as crazy as a lot of people make it out to be.
Oh, Zach, I don't think it's crazy at all. I'll throw a way to look at it that might be, you know, I think the big draw for Juan Soto is this city, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he likes living on the East Coast. Heard the same stuff that Martino heard when he was out in San Diego. If you look at his social media when he was down in Washington, always had an affinity when he came up and played the Mets, when he was a member of the Nationals. I think New York City is a huge draw for Juan Soto. I don't know where he's going to end up. I don't know if it's the Mets or the Yankees. I'd be surprised. And there's not a lot of teams that can offer Soto the kind of contract that he's looking for. I don't know if it's Queens or the Bronx, but I'd be surprised if Juan Soto's playing in another city outside of New York next year. 5 of 1, Melusis with you. Come back. Dave Lennon, Newsday, joins us next right here, Fan in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.